Hello everyone, welcome to the episode 5 of the Junkcast, where we talk about TV, movies, games, and other sort of junk. I'm your host, Thomas Bessie, and with me today is a man who just got 60 bucks from Aperture Science, and are all very glad that his blood is back to red, Garrett Estrada.
Yeah. I can't really say much more than that. They did some fucked up shit to me in there. I don't want to talk about it.
And we also have our friend here from up north, from UNAR, Lucas something.
Egan. Did you call him Ergen?
A little bit.
Ergen? Jergen?
How you doing, Lucas?
Pretty good. It's the University of Nevada, and it's time to talk some sense into Garrett.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's University of Reno.
We should not go into this.
No.
But no, because this will...
Also, another special guest here today is Lucas' friend.
Guest. I don't know about special.
Hey.
Hey, Lucas brought Danny over and we did not expect this.
Well, I'm just kidding. Everybody meet Danny.
Hi.
Yep, that's him. It might be the last time you hear from him. But,
no. So let's just jump in this with 2 feet. Let's talk about what we watched this week.
Okay.
You want to go?
Sure, yeah, I'll go.
Alright, what'd you watch this week?
Thanks for asking. I watched some things, and then I didn't watch more things. So, technically, I didn't watch more than I did watch.
Alright, so I won't talk about what I watched.
No. Okay. I watched my favorite movie this week in kind of like a celebration to start off summer, The Matrix. So,
oh yes.
Yes, which I know Lucas is also favorite movie, so that was a good way to kick off summer. And it was fun because I got my high school aged, I wanted to say daughter, but not my daughter, my sister, yeah. Yeah, I don't have a daughter. And if she was, she wouldn't be in high school.
So I had to put extremely explicit on the podcasting.
Why? Don't be explicit about that. I'm just saying. I mean, if I had a daughter who was in high school, I'd have to adopt.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
So, hey, you watched The Matrix.
Yeah, I watched The Matrix. Hey. My sister watched it with me. She liked it. I had to pause it a lot to explain things. Because it's kind of like that, like, the first time people watch The Matrix, they technically don't really get all the little things.
Also, it's just not that bright.
You guys will record this now, so this can come back to bite you in the ass.
So.
Damn. But yeah, but the crazy thing is about The Matrix, I hadn't watched it in, like, a year at least or something like that. And going back and watching it again, like, every time I watch that movie, I see something new. And, like, something interesting, like...
I'm surprised you don't own it on Blu-ray.
I thought about it, but I spent like $80 on like the Matrix Ultimate Edition.
Which wasn't being very ultimate at all.
It is ultimate. Are you kidding?
Is it in Blu-ray?
No, but it wasn't Blu-rays. Blu-rays didn't exist when that
Ultimate
came out.
Signifies like can't talk.
No, that was the best of the time. That thing is awesome. It's 10 discs. It's got.
You know how many discs will be on Blu-rays?
Yeah, it's like two. Still like 10 discs.
Maybe 3.
I saw it on Blu-ray, the Ultimate Edition, and I thought about buying it again, but the only things that are in high definition are the movies, because all the... they don't go back through and remaster all the behind-the-scenes stuff in high definition, so that's all still in standard definition. So it's kind of like the same thing with the Lord of the Rings movies. If you go and buy them on Blu-ray, all of the behind-the-scenes stuff is in standard definition, so it's kind of just like... I like shiny behind-the-scenes stuff versus not-so-shiny behind-the-scenes stuff. It's supposed to be like $80 again for something I already have. So I don't like to rebuy movies that I already have on Blu-ray when I have them on DVD already. And that thing kicks ass. It's got like The Matrix, documentary about The Matrix. Matrix Reloaded, documentary about Matrix Reloaded. Matrix Revolution, documentary about Matrix Revolution. And a Matrix, and then 3 bonus DVDs.
Alright.
Yeah. So anyway, watch The Matrix.
Any TV shows you want to talk about?
I wasn't even talking about movies.
What possible movies could you want to watch?
We okay. Think about this for a second.
Those theater movies I want to talk about later.
Why? You asked me what I watched.
Because
we can jump right into it right now.
But I want to talk about my TV stuff. I want to talk about movies. So Lucas, you watch any movies this week that wasn't in theaters?
This probably doesn't translate well in audio form. Only just got stuck in my teeth. think it's part of my
favorite. Speaking of Lord of the Rings, I did rewatch Lord of the Rings over the weekend.
All three?
All three of them.
Damn. Over one weekend?
Yes.
Danny's shaking his head.
Why would you do this?
So that way I don't have to waste money when they re-release the extended editions into theaters later this year.
Okay, so I saw a preview for that in theaters and I was like, yes, one day epic marathon. I thought it was going to be back to back to back extended editions, like 11 hour, like let's do this. But no, they're releasing it one at a time, like once a weekend. I was like, oh, and I was like, well, because then I'd have to pay three times. And I'd rather say, like, I'd rather buy, like, a t-shirt that said, like, I survived the gauntlet of Lord of the Rings something.
Sure.
Something. With, like, 10 gallons of popcorn.
Any other movies?
But that was about it for me.
Well, do you want to talk about Lord of the Rings? it's an experience to go and watch all three in, like, one weekend, I would imagine. Like, did it recapture everything for you? Was it as good now as it was back then for you?
Pretty much. Yeah, I would say so.
How old was Fellowship?
10 years now.
Yeah, because the first one came out the same year that the first Harry Potter movie came out.
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah.
That's when they started.
And plus it's timely that you went back and rewatched these because they're shooting The Hobbit right now. Back to back, the first part and second part. So, quick question, like, not to super derail everything, but I want to ask room's opinion on two-part movies, like part one and part two, because The Hobbit's doing it, and part two of Harry Potter's coming out this summer.
If it's released within a year, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But are you okay with paying two times to see essentially one film?
But it's...
You could make the case that's what they did with The Matrix or Lord of the Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah, that is kind of like a two-part movie, but
they didn't say part one, part two.
Yeah,
but otherwise, you'd be paying $10 for like a four, maybe five-hour movie.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which I'd actually be okay with.
Well, yeah. But
so would I. But I don't think a lot of people would have the attention span to sit through.
Also, the studio would not like that either.
I'm not saying that I'm super against it, but I do feel like it has to be a big thing for you to have to do two parts. Like, I'm trying to think of other two-part movies. Like, yeah, both Matrix sequels were kind of like part one and two. The last movie of the Harry Potter series seems like a pretty good way to go about that. And then The Hobbit, which actually surprised me a little bit, because The Hobbit's not that long of a book compared to the other Lord of the Rings books. Like, the individual Lord of the Rings books are much bigger than
maybe
The Hobbit.
Maybe part one would be an hour and a half, and part two would be an hour and a half. And
now, that would piss me off.
You have
one. Now, that would piss me off. If it was an hour and a half part one, an hour and a half part two, when they could have just made a three-hour movie, that would have been ridiculous.
Is Peter Jackson capable of making an hour and a half movie?
Probably not. How long is The Lovely Bones? Did anybody see The Lovely Bones?
I saw Lovely Bones. I don't remember how long.
That should have been at least 2 hours, right?
It was probably around 2 hours. Because, I mean, like, if each part is at least, like, 2 hours, then yeah, because then you're putting together a four-hour movie you don't release in theaters, pretty much. So, like, three and a half is, like, the max that you can pretty much get away with it. Yeah. Titanic, Avatar, some other stuff. Oh, quick trivia question for you. I know, I'm completely going off the rails.
I'm listening.
Because you know the answer to this, because we were playing You Don't Know Jack on the Xbox. Also, in this week, I played You Don't Know Jack. And this is when I found out this trivia question. So, which of these four movies is the longest, has the longest runtime? A, Goodfellas. B, Avatar. C, Titanic. Or D, what was the fourth one? Braveheart.
I take it wasn't the...
Braveheart.
Goodfellas?
That's what I said, but it's
is
wrong.
Is it Avatar?
Nope. Titanic, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the... 90-something minutes?
It was like 3 hours and...
But on the box, it was like...
Oh, yes.
2 hours.
This is really funny. I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently I read about this when Titanic was released on VHS... they were worried that, because you know, like, they put the run times on the back of VHS boxes and things like that, and same with DVD and Blu-rays. They were worried that if they put 3 hours and however many minutes on the back, that it would turn people off from seeing it. Although, to be fair, it seems kind of stupid because it's the biggest movie of all time at that time. So they probably are already aware that it's 3 hours. But they didn't want to scare off potential customers by that. So they put, 2 hours and 94 minutes. Or something in the back of the box.
Yes. So it's like,
see, who says the show's ain't educational?
Right?
Right? Right? Learning
all
stuff.
All these little random trivia bits. I just thought that was really funny. Like, those sneaky bastards. So what were we talking about?
I can just switch it on. I want to talk about TV real quick.
I know. Well, you were trying to skim over everybody just because you're like, oh, I want to talk about TV.
It's hard to watch the movies because I want to talk about the movies I saw in theaters.
Yeah.
I want to get past all this TV stuff real quick.
Well, then why'd you even ask me what I was watching?
I watched a courtesy.
You know what? You know what? Okay. You know what? You asked me what I'm watching, so I'm just gonna straight up tell you. I watched the Prom Night episode of Glee this week.
Pretty much, I saw that too.
Yeah,
I'm done with Glee because of that episode.
Why? Oh, really? Because this is like only like the second episode of Glee that I've seen. So,
because they straight up with a serious attitude sang Friday, and everyone.
Oh, they did. They did a rendition of Rebecca Black's. Rebecca Black's Friday.
And he did seriously. Like, it's a good song.
I forgot about Stephen. It wasn't as good as Stephen Colbert. But it was better than the normal version. Although they even
anyone could sing it and it'd be better.
They even did the rap part. With the black guy rapper, like, from the car or whatever. They sang that part, too. And I'm like, it was pretty much the full song.
Also, little known fact. Or I should say little known fact. Nothing but dudes sang that song.
Yeah. It was only guys.
And no autotune.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounded a little bit better without the autotune.
I think most of the parts sound.
Yeah.
It's the main reason I can't
watch it. It was a bad song to begin with. Yeah, that kind of shocked me when I was watching that. I was like, are they really singing this song? Are they really singing this song? Also, gay guys.
Yeah. That show.
There's gay guys in that show. I don't know if you're aware of this.
That's the main thing of this entire season is he's gay and then. To do with homosexuality in high school.
I guess it's because I don't really watch that show that much. Like, I just got a girlfriend and she watches it, so now I watch it.
Okay.
By default. So, I've only seen, like, the past two episodes. But I'm just kind of like, really, you made the whole prom episode about pretty much, like, gay pride? I was just like, I don't know.
It was a really mean thing what they did.
I thought it was funny. But then again, should we say what it was? Like, it's a little
they
bit of a spoiler.
They voted Kurt, the gay guy, to be prom queen.
Yeah.
They with the guy that got kicked him out of school.
Yeah, so the guy that...
I guess you didn't know that, but he threatened him.
Yeah, so the gay basher got voted prom king, and prom queen went to the gay guy that he was bashing. Ooh. And the school voted it. I was just kind of like, that's hilarious. And then I was like, oh no, I mean sensitivity.
The gay basher is also gay.
Is he?
Yeah.
This show's ridiculous.
Like, is it ink?
Although, I do have something to say about this episode of Glee. So, like, based off my only knowledge of the prior episode, I know that, like, the guy in the wheelchair, like, broke things off with the really hot girl, which I thought was really stupid to begin with, because he's in a fucking wheelchair.
He didn't break things off with her.
Yes, he did. He called her stupid.
Yeah, she broke up with him.
Yeah. She called her stupid.
He called her stupid.
He called her stupid.
I know, that's what I said.
We have this on recording, I can play it back.
No, because then it would screw up what we're recording right now. We should not do that. So, but anyway, so then like he breaks into her classroom and starts singing a song to try to win her back. And then like he's singing, and then another dude walks into the classroom playing the guitar to the song that he's singing. And I was just thinking the entire time, I wasn't thinking about like their relationship, I was just like, this is a fucking terrible class.
Like, a TV show where all they do is sing.
I know, but I was like looking at the teacher, and the teacher was like singing along, I was like, you're bad at your job. Like, get the hell out, go to detention, get out of my class. Like, I want to break into a class singing and then have a dude follow me in with a guitar, but I know I'd just get my ass kicked.
By who?
I don't know. Well, he was in a wheelchair, so I mean...
Flash football team. This show's pretty dumb.
Is he on the football team?
Yeah.
Fuck Glee. Okay.
But you've seen Due Date. You know what people in wheelchairs can do.
I haven't seen Due Date.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
So Danny Wright's in a wheelchair and kicks ass.
Oh, spoilers. I need to see that movie.
Yes, you do.
And you're okay.
I want to see it. What else did I watch besides Priest? Which I want to talk about.
We'll talk about that in a couple minutes.
We don't.
What TV shows did you see, Tom?
I watched Game of Thrones. You seen that yet?
No.
Oh.
So let's not talk about it.
Fame of Groans was really good.
Fame of Groans?
Game of Thrones is really
Fame
good.
Fame of Groans. Groans.
Oh my God.
HBO Late Night. Yeah. Take that armor off. That chain
but
mail.
I want to address something that I mentioned mail on the podcast chain. Last time, or the time before, where I thought the king was a really good dude. I changed my mind. King's an awful dude.
Great, because I still have no idea what you're talking about. Because I
keep telling
the
you
show.
To watch that show.
I know. Well, it's summer now, and now I'm going to watch it. along with like every other show that I ever existed.
Once you get caught up, watch it.
Okay. What else did you watch?
I watched the season finale of Community.
Great, we shouldn't talk about that because I haven't watched that either.
God. You're doing great for Janet.
I know.
Discussion game.
I know. I really put a lot of effort into making sure I'm up to date.
You didn't.
Oh, you know what I watched? More Twin Peaks. From 1990.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, we watched episode 8. Are we on 9 yet?
Yeah, we watched episode 9. We watched the season finale of the first season of Twin Peaks.
And then watched the season premiere
of the second season of Twin Peaks.
I would hope you'd go from the first season to the second season.
Yes, in that order.
Well, it just surprised me that the season premiere was 94 minutes.
Yeah, this season 2 premiere was like an hour and a half. Also, the beginning of season 2 was ridiculously weird.
Yeah.
Season 2 in general seems way more weird than the first season. Have you guys ever even seen Twin Peaks? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've seen a couple episodes.
You've seen a couple? That seems like a really, like...
I kind of trailed off after.
It gets weird. Like the fact that Agent Dale Cooper gets shot.
That was the end of season 2. He got strip shot.
End of season 1.
End of season 1? You're right.
Yeah, end of season 1 he gets shot, and that's how it ends. Like, oh, cliffhanger. Is he going to survive? In the beginning of season 2, did you see this part?
No, I didn't make it.
Like, he's lying on the floor of his hotel, bleeding out. And I was like, oh, it was real. Like, it wasn't like a dream sequence. I was wondering. And I was like, is someone going to come save him? And then room service comes, because right before he gets shot in the season closer, what is it called? Season
finale.
I couldn't remember the name. Word. He orders warm milk. from room service. Like, to go to bed. So anyway, he gets shot. So season 2 opens up with him lying on the floor bleeding out and room service coming and delivering his warm milk. And it's this old guy. And he just like, he looks at him like on the floor and he's like bleeding out. And he's like, help me. Call the police. Call the police. And he's like, your warm milk is here, sir. And then he's like, I'm dying. Need help. And he was like, if you could just sign the bill right here and I'll be on my way.
Well, so the old man's like, I remember you. I've heard of you. And it gives him a thumbs up.
Yeah, he was like, I've heard of you. And he just thumbs up at him. And he it's like a salute. Like, he holds it until, the guy who's bleeding on the floor gives him a thumbs up and he goes, eh. And then he walks out.
This whole thing lasts a good 10 minutes.
It's like a 10-minute long scene of just this old guy completely ignoring the fact that he's, like, dying. And then, like, slowly he walks out. And then eventually someone else walks by and they're like, oh, God, this guy's dying. He's like, what the hell? Oh, wait, no, that's before. That's after. In his dying state, he sees a giant
up
here above him. This big, tall giant.
That gives him 3 clues on how to solve the case, and he took a ring.
Yeah, he's like, I will give you 3 clues. These things will come true. I'm taking your ring. Peace! And then he leaves, and he's like, what do they mean?
And it's coming true.
And then it's like, Twin Peaks.
There you go.
Topical.
So I watch Community, and I watch The Office.
I need to see both of those.
Which the season finale is.
Dang it, Garrett!
Seriously, bring this down. The season finale is next week.
The sad thing is, I'm probably going to watch both of those right after we finish recording this.
Walk away.
So Friday was yesterday. I saw the series finale of Smallville.
Oh, yeah, that show's over now.
Yeah, huh? 10 years.
I never watched a single episode of that entire show.
Okay, it wasn't a very good show.
Oh, I know a lot of people that really like that show.
I saw this entire season. It was not a very good season. I was really bored.
God, you watch so much TV.
I do watch. Well, I play Final Fantasy / watch TV.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he sits there with picture in picture and plays Final Fantasy while he just watches TV.
I get a lot done in Final Fantasy.
Yes.
I bet.
Productive. Sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of you. I apologize.
That's okay. Well, I guess we can hop straight into movies because I'll save this new stuff for later.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because let's talk about Priest.
Well, you don't want to talk about Fast 5?
Oh, yeah, we saw Fast 5.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You've seen Fast 5.
I've seen Fast 5.
Have you seen Fast 5?
All right, Danny's not in this conversation anyway. So let's talk about Fast 5.
Leave the room, Danny.
Do you care about spoilers for Fast 5?
No.
Okay, we should talk about Fast 5.
Fast 5 was fantastic.
I liked Fast 5.
Did you so like much fun.
Yes, I agree.
Not a great film, not critically acclaimed, but as man, it was
actually
fun.
That's not true. It's really? Actually critically acclaimed.
It's at 1% lower than Thor in Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's in the, 70s, right?
78, I think.
That's pretty good, considering the last Fast and Furious, was 20-something.
Yeah, it was.
On Rotten Tomatoes. That wasn't very good.
I didn't see that one. But apparently, I didn't really seem to matter that much. Because I didn't really know who Vincent was at the beginning, but other than
Vincent
that...
Vincent wasn't the Fast and Furious.
The original one?
Yeah. Yes.
He was one of the dudes, like, the guy's a cop, and Vin Diesel's like, no, he's not.
Which is funny, because like they pretty much recap that, so if that's the only important part, then I'm just like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, that's the whole part where Vincent was important.
Okay. Also, he has a beard.
Yeah, he does. Yes. He's coming back.
Yeah. See, because at first I'm like, he has a beard. I don't know if I trust him. And then, like, later he redeems himself. I'm like, all right, the beard was just to throw me off the trail. I see what you did, director. But, see? These are the things. Also, we went in a big group to see it. And one of my ATO brothers was there with us. And he pointed out to me, and I just thought it was really funny. There's a lot of Under Armour product placement in that movie.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Well, they've got some fit dudes.
Well, the funny thing was he specifically pointed out that any scene in which The Rock was in, The Rock was in a skin-tight Under Armour thing, and everybody else was in baggy clothing, just to make him look even bigger and buffer than them. Because the other dudes were buff, too, but like they like didn't really play up there, just to make him look huge. And
yeah, they had armor on, and guns, and just regular t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought that was kind of a cool choice, because it makes The Rock look amazingly badass.
Dude, he's amazingly badass in that entire movie, except for his dumb goatee.
He has some really good, like, just, like, I don't know if it was, like, one-liners or just, like, attitude. But
dude,
just, like,
cliche action one-liners.
Yeah, but it was perfect because it was The Rock. And, like, he just fit the role. And he made the Vin Diesel, like, I mean...
The Vin Diesel.
The Vin Diesel. Because it's The Rock versus The Vin Diesel. Yeah. No, like, even though their fight scene was cool, because they do fight and stuff like that, and I have respect for Vin Diesel, I think he's a badass... Like, he dwarfs Vin Diesel in this movie. Like, he just... Like, he makes him look small. And I'm like, wow. He's so big. Although, I wonder if he's just buffing back up because I heard he was going to start wrestling again.
He already has.
Has he really?
Yes.
Okay. So...
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm like...
He has a movie career. He's actually pretty successful.
Yeah, he's all right. Okay, so I was thinking about this during the weekend that I wanted to talk on this podcast about. I was going to ask you guys... Who do you think is a better actor? Vin Diesel or The Rock?
The Rock.
What do you think? Do you have a reason?
Have you seen Tooth Fairy and Game Plan? He plays all the straight face.
That doesn't make him a good actor. Maybe that makes him a very bad actor.
I've seen a lot of Vin Diesel films. And.
But there's a couple of Vin Diesel
Vin's
films.
Ventured once or twice into, like,
I've not seen that movie you were talking about. With
Find Me Guilty?
Yeah, where he can seriously act.
Yeah, he's good in that. But then again, you gotta think, like, The Rock
Vin Diesel also did, like, some family films with straight faces.
You know what? I gotta say, I actually have an affection for The Pacifier.
Wow.
I like The Pacifier.
You're no longer part of this discussion.
I like The Pacifier.
Dude, that movie was awful.
I found it amusing.
And the little song at the end is like, I create this elaborate trap. But my tiny little girl's song is the key to solving it.
Oh yeah, I remember that part. That was funny. Okay, but if you like hold up hand in hand, like The Pacifier versus Tooth Fairy, I would take The Pacifier.
I don't know, Wheatley, wasn't it?
Wheatley?
Yeah. The dude that voiced the Wheatley in Portland 2.
Oh. Well, yeah, but you gotta preface that a little bit, because his name's not actually Wheatley in the movie.
I can't remember his name.
Oh. Anyway.
So, even merch?
I just want to say that my personal opinion is The Rock is a better actor, just because I feel like he has more motion in his face. Like, I feel like he can do more with his face than Vin Diesel can.
They also both have really popular internet memes that I both enjoy a lot.
Oh, yeah, The Rock one's really funny. From Race to Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
God, The Rock's done a whole bunch of terrible movies, though. Like, that's the only thing that bums me out about The Rock, is like...
Great way to support your argument.
Well,
right,
the thing
now,
is, like, I watch something like The Rundown, and I'm like, this is awesome, I love The Rock. And then it's like...
Oh, I forgot he was in The Rundown.
Yeah, The Rundown's awesome. And then, I see, like, Race to Witch Mountain, and The Tooth Fairy, and The Game Plan, and it's just like, God damn it. Like, why didn't you just stick to the badass thing? Because it works really well for him. Okay, who's more of a badass? The Rock or Vin Diesel?
I'm still going to go with The Rock.
I think I have to go Vin Diesel on this one.
I got to go Vin Diesel.
Yeah, dude.
Like...
I mean, he's dealt with Samuel L. Jackson.
That's true. Okay, he was Triple X.
He can drive cars fast.
Like, he made Paul Walker look like a bitch.
He can out-snowboard.
Anyone made Paul Walker look like a bitch.
Out-snowboard an avalanche when he's looking
at it. That's true. That's true. He beat an avalanche. That's true.
He was Riddick, so he can see in the dark.
Yeah, he was Riddick. Also movies I've never seen, but I really want to.
I thought you said you're going to watch him.
I'm planning on watching him this week.
Did you watch Primer?
No.
So everything you say you're going to watch last week's podcast, you're actually not watching.
I just kind of postponed it. Well, because like this past week I had finals Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then work Thursday through Sunday. But after that, it was like, now my week is going, after tomorrow, my week is going to really open up. And so I'm going to like watch some more Twin Peaks, watch some Riddick and Pitch Black.
You really made this a really special podcast. I came on it, you guys.
I really prepared.
We're talking about Fast Five. It's plenty special.
That's true. I also
had ridiculous plans. That entire movie was.
That movie was ridiculous. But, like, in a good way.
You can't pull off those driving stunts? Damn it!
In a good way, though. Like,
I like they keep changing their plan every couple minutes. Like, all right, we're coming with a really good plan.
Although, okay. Like, I was excited to hear that they were going a little bit more away from street racing and going more towards heist movie. Because I like heist movies. And even though I liked all the street racing in the other ones, I thought maybe it'd be cool to see something new. But after seeing it, even though I enjoyed it, I think I would have preferred it maybe if they didn't go so far away from racing movies.
There was a couple points where they could have shown street racing.
Yeah, that's what kind of irritated me. It was like, I think like that was actually just frustrating because like they set up a pink slip race between Vin Diesel and some guy, and then they purposefully don't show you it. And I'm like, okay, that's for Fast and Furious. That's
at the end
that's
of the day, it's still
up.
A Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
movie.
And I'm like,
part of that franchise.
Like that was the one part where I was like, okay, even though this is a heist movie now, I'm like, you still should show that race. Like that's kind of.
Unfortunately, we're moving more toward.
I know, and they said like, and again, and I mean that's fun, and but I mean like, Ocean's 11. This is not. Like,
they should have a mashup.
Better heist team.
Fast
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 14 6.
Better heist team. Ocean's team is better.
Yeah.
They practically ruined Rio de Janeiro. Also, little known fact, I'm never going to travel to Rio de Janeiro, ever.
Why? It
looks like shit.
You can meet talking birds there, too.
No, it looks like shit. In the entire movie, everything looks like shit.
You know who else has talking birds? Twin Peaks. Remember that bird?
Oh, yeah. They killed the bird.
They were using the bird as evidence. And because, like, the bird was at the murder scene, and so it was about to say the person's name that, like, killed him. And then the guy shot the bird with a gun. And we were like, no. Anyway.
It's okay. They had a voice-activated recorder in the 90s.
Yeah. That show's dumb. but I like it anyway. But, yeah, Fast Five, pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what else to say. It was pretty much, like, to me, it was all The Rock and Vin Diesel. Like, that's all I really cared about. Paul Walker.
I like Han.
Han's cool too.
They have an ensemble cast, but they didn't really use him to their max, except for Vin Diesel and.
Well, I mean, like they tried, but it's just like certain people are just more fun to watch than others.
I don't think they should have used everyone to their full potential because the only reason people are going to see that is to see.
I like the fact that they kind of downplayed Paul Walker in this one too, like.
I'm
well,
really
thank
grateful.
God,
for that.
They downplayed Paul Walker.
I think they kind of realized that Paul Walker was like
not the guy.
Like
the-
he still has to be in the movies,
unfortunately.
But they're like, okay, Vin Diesel's way more important.
You know,
maybe
what?
We can kill him off in the sixth one.
No, I don't think he'll kill him off. I just don't think he'll be in it.
Yes.
Maybe he'll have a little smaller role because it's kind of set it up where it's more about Vin Diesel finding out why. What's her name? Except for the K.
I forget her name in the movie.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriend that died.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Supposedly died.
Yeah, after the credits, maybe not. Probably not, because they're showing a picture.
So Vin Diesel would be on a rampage.
And they said London, right? After the credits? I'm pretty
Berlin.
Sure they said Berlin.
I think so.
Anyway, I think that's, like, one of the most interesting things is, like, because Fast and Furious 1 and 2, you see, like, America. 3, you get Tokyo. 4, you get America again. 5, you get Rio de Janeiro. But it'd be really cool to see, like, Europe. Because, like, their streets are really small.
So,
I mean,
like,
they are in
it's
Tokyo.
It's almost like Ocean's 12, just...
Kind of, yeah.
The streets are bigger. They can do the Autobahn. They have more mountain areas.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Like, it'd be another... Like, because it seems like they're almost, like, kind of globe-traveling now. And I'd really like to see them go to Europe and stuff like that. Because, like, I don't want to see them go back to America again. Like, Like, you can only go back to that so many times.
He's still a fugitive, so it probably won't be.
Plus, I think about... that's true.
Wasn't that money supposed to be used to buy their freedom?
Not literally buy their freedom. They don't have to run all the time. Like, they have new identities, so...
Little known fact, freedom costs $10 million. If you have $9 million, you're not free.
It's not like you're... All right, government, here's $10 million.
The two guys that want to ride... Aren't gonna.
Yeah, that was. That was a little frustrating, but then again, I didn't really care about those characters.
Do you think Paul Walker and his, I shouldn't say wife, but girl that holds his child, did they both get $10 million each? Because she was kind of part of the crew too.
Probably.
So they both get $20 million pretty much together.
I would like it if Paul Walker got no money. Whatsoever.
What did he do in that film? Oh, he drove the other Charger.
Yeah.
Han could have done that.
Han is way cooler than Paul Walker.
Agreed.
Since he's dead already in the third film.
All the girls in that movie are way cooler than Paul Walker. The only person that Paul Walker, in my opinion, is cooler than in that movie is Tyrese. Just because I really can't stand Tyrese. And he gets a lot of screen time in this one.
But what if
I actually enjoy him more than Paul Walker. He has
what
that
if he says
black
in the next
attitude.
Movie when he was a shorty? Would that make up for it?
Tyrese says this went from Mission Impossible to Mission in Freakin' Sanity.
That's just poor writing. That's not his fault.
It's partly his fault for saying it. It came out of his mouth. I have to blame him to a certain extent. But
so if you could just give that line to Paul Walker, it'd be okay?
That'd be really funny. Because he would say it super serious. Because Tyrese is kind of like hamming it up a little bit. He'd be like, bro, this just went from Mission Impossible... to Mission. Like that awkward pause that never seems to like be natural with him.
My pockets are empty, cuz.
Oh, yeah. Famous line. Paul Walker's best line. My pockets ain't empty, cuz. yeah.
I hate you, Paul Walker.
But I love Paul Walker more than I love Priest.
This is true.
Sad to say.
Yes.
That was very sad. So we saw Priest midnight... Okay, we saw Priest at 12:20 because of Midnight's IMAX, and screw that.
Nope, you're getting that completely wrong.
We actually saw it Friday evening.
We saw it yesterday. Yeah.
I think you're talking about Thor.
You're thinking of Thor.
I am thinking of Thor.
We saw Thor.
I wasn't even with you guys. Yeah. I know what you did.
Yeah, that was like a week ago.
Didn't we not talk? Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure we did talk about Thor. Yeah, we did
talk. Anyway, we saw Priest.
Recap
and we
on Thor. Thor was good.
Yeah, Thor was good. I like Thor. Priest, not so much.
So let's talk about Priest.
Yes. There's a lot I don't like about Priest. I could go on and on about like things I don't like about Priest.
It's not that the characters you don't even know.
Number one thing you don't like about Priest.
Number one thing I don't like about Priest... can I say the top two?
Top two.
Because they're kind of tied. One of the main characters, every time he was on screen, I wanted to look away.
You're talking about the sheriff?
The sheriff. Like... Fucking hated that guy.
Way too young to be a sheriff. And
not only that, but like I felt like, I don't know, he was horrible. Like just as an actor, as a character, he wasn't interesting at all. He has a name, but I don't remember it. Like,
although to be fair, I don't remember anyone's names.
That's
well,
true.
Priest's name was Priest.
Priest's name was
named
Priest.
Them.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they just call all the priests Priest. Right?
That sounds like a cheat.
Yeah, right?
Alright, so Lucas, number one thing you hate about Priest.
I know you don't see movies like this for a plot, but oh my gosh.
There was none.
There was no character development.
None whatsoever. That was the other thing that was tied with my hate for that one main character, was they literally edited out every second that wasn't like... crucial to the crux of the story, so there's no time to breathe, no time
to...
They
didn't edit out Paul Bettany on a motorcycle traveling
no.
the scenes.
But no, they do that plenty.
You got to see him with his goggles on. I mean, doesn't that make up for
And then you got to see him with his goggles on again and again. I would have taken one goggle scene instead of five for some more character. Actually, maybe not, because all the characters suck. So, okay, but the thing that really bums me out about Priest, I was thinking about this, was like, they introduced at the beginning a few interesting concepts that seemed like, was the reason why I wanted to see it in the first place, because I wanted to see like the church is actually like more of this like tyrannical government that's like overbearing on people, but it still has like church-like qualities. Like you go to confessional, but instead of like a normal confessional, it's almost more like a cell where it's like, and it's like really weird because it's just like a video recording of like, I thought that was kind of funny, but then they don't really do much with the church. They just say the church a bunch. They're like, we are the church.
I didn't like, that's my main reason I didn't like the movie, is the fiction and fantasy they try to set up for the entire film doesn't make any sense at all.
Speaking of that, why were all the cities so dark?
Well, because...
They never explained that either.
Well, my only assumption, because, like, he's like, there's no sun in the city, because, like, when you see him driving out, like, there's a huge black cloud over it, I thought it was because of the pollution.
Vampires like the darkness. Why don't you have lights? Street lights. Why don't you have something?
Because there's no more vampires.
Dude, this entire thing didn't make any sense. So it starts off with Paul Bettany and his priest crew going to kill the queen.
Yeah.
The mother of all vampires.
Goes badly real quick.
They failed at that.
Yep.
But they somehow still won the war and all
there's
the
There's no vampire menace. We just failed to kill the queen.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense at all. It's like,
well, yeah.
Didn't kill her, so she can make more.
I also think it's really funny. They're like, we fought a war against them. And they're like they're trying to kill all of us. So when we won the war, we didn't kill all of them. We just put them in reservations. No, dude, they're on their reservations. Don't worry about
it. They won't harbor any ill feelings on there.
So even that's the reservation. The church is like, we never heard any reports. Then they go to the reservation, and all the guards are dead.
Yeah. Maybe the
and they've been dead for a while.
Maybe the fact that you didn't hear a report to me eventually, yeah. You should probably check
they
on
also them. Didn't explain vampires very well, because they weren't, like, our kind of vampires. They were, like...
They don't have eyes.
They don't have eyes. They're some sort of beast.
They're, like, kind of creature.
And what the hell was a familiar?
They didn't explain
I didn't understand that at all. I did not understand that at all.
They got infected by vampires, and...
But I didn't understand, because then are they human vampires? Because the whole thing is Black Hat is the human vampire, so he's all cool, but the familiars suck. So I'm like...
But at least Black Hat can dance.
He's the very first human vampire that's not afraid of sunlight, so he should make a whole bunch of those.
He's the only good part about that movie. The only redeeming thing.
Exactly.
And he's in for 20 seconds too.
Yeah, yeah. Cut the sheriff out completely and just have Paul Bettany versus Black Hat.
I think he said like 3 lines in a row at most.
Yeah, like he doesn't get almost any lines. Carl Urban, the guy that played Bones from Star Trek.
He was also in Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know.
He was also in Doom.
Yeah, he was in Doom. But he's cool, like, and he's a cool dude. And I thought his character, like, costume was cool, like, the hat and everything looked pretty cool. And he seemed like he was an interesting character, but they'd rather push you through this boring other stuff that nobody seems like, it seems like you already know what's going to happen. It was super cliched. But then when you see him, it's like, oh, I want to see more of him. And then it's like, nah, we're just kidding. And then we go back to this other stuff.
To be fair, if I ever have to go to war against God, Paul Bettany's on my side.
What was it? So he was in Legion.
He was Michael, right? That was the angel he was?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can take on anybody from heaven.
Could have sworn he was in another movie, too, that was, like, religious in some way. So there's priests.
He was Darwin.
Oh, yeah, he was Darwin. And,
no, he was
Master
not,
Commander.
He was Master Commander.
Shit.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He was Darwin. But there's another one.
No. What is it called? The Da Vinci Code.
Yes,
the
religious thing. That's what I was thinking of.
No,
like,
I was thinking,
everything he does is like
he played Charles Darwin in that Darwin movie where he was like he's super religious, but he's having questions of faith
because
he's.
That's funny because he also played Charles Darwin in Master and Commander.
That was his character.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Charles Darwin in Master. That's what I thought you were. He's played Darwin twice.
So he basically has 2 go-to characters.
Yeah, either for God
is that his name
or for
the
evolution.
Movie?
Yeah, it's Darwin.
I don't remember that.
They go to the Galapagos Islands and he's like, taking notes, and that's where he gets his theories of evolution.
Ooh. I feel like he's for God and for evolution. That's kind of a contradiction.
Yeah,
he really is questioning his faith right now.
Maybe that's why he took on priests, because he goes against the church and he's like, fuck yeah, Darwin. And they're like, priest Darwin.
Yeah, right? Every movie's kind of done goes against faith and religion.
Yeah, because Legion,
or just like questioning.
Legion, he fights God, or, well, like, against
he's
God.
He's who face dual characters, one where he's for the church and one where he's Darwin, and he's to fight each other.
Like war, Paul Bettany versus
Except
Paul
it,
Bettany.
If it was like war, no, they wouldn't fight each other.
That's true. Spoilers. But one of them would die in a very lame way. Remember War?
I do remember War.
Sucked.
Such good hype.
Oh yeah, I was hyped on that one.
Even in the previews, when Jason's like, it's gonna be a war. Nope.
Yes. I also would like to say, going back a little bit, Vin Diesel versus The Rock in Fast Five was better. That one fight was better than the entire Expendables movie.
Yes.
Yes.
There was more badassness in that
one. I was thinking about that. Jason Statham could be in the next Fast and the Furious movie. He can drive.
Dude, he totally could.
Yeah, because he's the fucking
transporter. Also make another one of those.
You know what? Just replace Paul Walker.
With Jason Statham.
Just make him the same character. Just completely wholesale swap him out like they did with Katie Holmes in Dark Knight.
And Don Cheadle and...
And switch him for someone better.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he can throw knives.
Yeah, and switch Tyrese for Don Cheadle.
And he can beat people up in suits. But how cool is that?
He is cool. Even though he's kind of been a little iffy lately, I feel like. He's been a little hit or miss.
Did you see The Mechanic?
I did. Yeah. Actually, okay, Mechanic was cool. I liked The Mechanic. That was good. Priest sucks.
Yep.
Yes, it did.
Also, I know it was like an hour and 40 minutes, but I felt like it was a half hour long. Maybe it was because, like...
I felt like it was a half hour long.
I felt too long for me. I felt like I was dying.
It's weird because, like, it felt like it breezed past me because I felt like nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Like,
I felt like I fell asleep and missed something, but I didn't.
It was because, like, all the action scenes, of which there weren't that many, were all in the trailer.
The train scene, by the way, looked so much cooler in the trailer.
Well, it looked like they were building up to something awesome, but the only awesome thing was shown in the trailer.
They had that contest, remember?
What contest?
Build your own priest trailer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they had a whole contest out to the internet of people to make their own.
So someone made a good trailer to trick me into seeing their bad movie. Those assholes.
Gosh darn you, America.
Yeah. Gosh darn you, Paul Bettany. I'm starting to, like, not want to see Paul Bettany movies because Legion was horrible.
I like The Knight's Tale.
You like Knight's Tale.
Yeah, but he was not the star. I feel like Paul Bettany is not a star role caliber actor.
But he was good in a supporting role in that.
He's fantastic in a supporting
role. Well, no, he's...
And he was the voice of Jarvis in Iron Man.
Yeah.
So without Jarvis, there would be no Iron Man.
No, I'm saying...
Get Steven Merch.
I'm saying he's good, but he isn't interesting enough by himself to lead a movie.
I want him to do a non-religious movie.
Darwin. I liked him as a side character to Russell Crowe. But I don't know if I would just want to watch him as Darwin the whole time.
Could you imagine Russell Crowe being... I guess he was kind of a supporting role in Body of Lies.
Speaking of Russell Crowe and Master and Commander, they've been throwing out rumors they want to make more of the books in the movies.
Really?
Now.
Really? I didn't realize those were books.
I saw it was a really good movie.
Yeah, that was
Russell
a really
Crowe's
good movie.
Been pushing for it really hard lately.
I want to just see more stuff with Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe's pretty awesome. I saw Robin Hood not that long ago. I know you weren't a huge fan of that.
I was not.
I really liked it. Like,
I can see why you're not a huge fan, but...
I don't know. Like, briefly tell me why you didn't like Robin Hood.
I should look up what Russell Crowe's new movie is.
I found it kind of boring, and I found kind of the speeches way too trying to relate it to American audiences.
See, because, like...
To hear someone call him Robin of the Hood... Just.
See, I thought that was cool.
I'm sorry, I found that funny.
I'm like, he loves the hood.
Because he's not Robin Hood.
I know, yeah. I realize that, but...
Like, that just became, like, his, like, mythical name, like, or, like, his, the name of the legend, but,
because, I thought it was Ridley Scott trying too hard to recapture what made Gladiator so good, and...
Russell Crowe, we really should watch The Insider really soon.
Yeah, I really want to see The Insider. Have you ever seen The Insider?
Yes.
Him and I haven't seen it, that's one of those movies that, like, we're going to watch it, and then we never have. And it was on Netflix Instant Streaming, and then they took it off.
I totally forgot about State of Play.
You haven't seen State of Play yet?
No. I haven't seen
State of
Play. You haven't seen State of Play yet?
No, okay, but there's a reason I haven't seen State of Play. I really, really wanted to see State of Play. That's not my reason. That's not my reason I haven't seen it. I really, really wanted to see it, so I didn't see it. No, because I knew that it was going to be, like, a thriller with, like, some twists and turns and stuff like that. And I always, like, kind of trying to play that guessing game of, like, who's, like, the bad guy, what's going on, like, what's really going on here. And so, I was, like, just about to watch it. Like, I had planned on watching it that week. Like, this was a little while ago. And I walked downstairs, like, I was upstairs playing some games. I walked downstairs to grab myself, like, a glass of water. And my parents were watching State of Play. They had, like, rented it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, the last 5 minutes of the movie. And I heard everything that would spoil, like, the rest of the movie on that one trip down to grab a glass of water. And I was like... And all of a sudden I was like, is this the end? And they're like, yeah, it's literally almost over. I was like, no! And I was like... I'm like, now I know who, like, what everything happened. So my the whole reason why I haven't seen it yet was I've been waiting until I forget what happened, so then I can watch it and not know. And I'm almost to that point because I'm remembering.
Stop trying to remember that.
No, it's the same thing that happened to me with The Usual Suspects. Was that was another movie I wanted to see, uh-huh. And then I was watching like VH1, like I Love the 90s or something like that, and then they start talking about that movie, and then they talk about the end, and I was like, no, I wanted to see that. And now I know what it, now I know what the twist ending is, and I don't want to see it anymore.
So his new movie is called The Man with the Iron Fist.
Sounds badass.
You might think so until you find out what's going on.
Uh-oh.
Directed by RZA, written by RZA, starred by RZA.
Really?
It's a martial art... In feudal China, a blacksmith makes weapons for a small village that is put in a position where he must defend himself and his fellow villagers. Wow.
So it's set in China,
he's
and it stars
China. Feudal Russell, China.
And it stars Russell Crowe and RZA.
And Lucy Liu.
Well, at least she's Asian.
One Asian person is there.
It's a black guy and so, a white guy. Like,
are they trying to make their own Last Samurai here?
Right? To be fair, Last Samurai was good.
Rick Rubin.
Rubin?
No, Rick Rubin.
I don't know who that is.
He was in the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, really?
Speaking of movies, are you guys more looking forward to Kung Fu Panda 2 or Cars 2?
Kung Fu Panda 2.
Kung Fu Panda. Cars 2 looks like shit.
All the trailers for Cars 2 make me think Cars 2 looks lame. Like, what about you?
Definitely Kung Fu Panda 2. I wasn't a big fan of Cars.
I really, really liked Kung Fu Panda 1. Like, I don't know, I wasn't even expecting, like, I was expecting to be like, hey, because I'm a big Jack Black fan, so I'm like, and I know it wasn't, like, full-on Jack Black.
I just realized we both say Kung Fu Panda 2, which is a DreamWorks film, which we usually don't prefer over a Pixar film.
I know.
The first year Pixar, I think, really makes a movie I don't like.
Yeah.
Because Cars was borderline, I kind of enjoyed it, kind of.
I didn't see Cars, because, like, everything I saw about it just looked kind of like that pandering kind of humor, like
it's unfortunate it was so successful in merchandising.
I saw
for its kids.
Well, not only that, but like you
we
can
forget.
Sell little toy cars and plushy
cars.
Yeah,
but to be fair, so have old Pixar movies been marketed toward kids.
But it's harder to market
Toy
like,
Story.
But
okay, Toy Story
kind of adult sense where adults can enjoy this too. I did not get that feeling from Cars.
Well, yeah, because normally like, in a Pixar movie, I feel like there's multiple levels going on, and it's like. It's entertaining for, like, a little audience, but at the same time, they tell, like, an interesting story. And, like, the characters are normally really well-developed. I feel like by getting, like, Larry the Cable Guy and stuff like that, you're just kind of bringing his brand of humor. You're not really bringing a new, like, developed character. It's more of just kind of, like, it's Larry the Cable Guy as a hillbilly car. It's like, I don't really care about that at all. Blue-collar movie.
Yeah.
They'll do well in the South.
Yeah, which it'll do well in general because people seem to really like Cars. I read online that Cars merchandising as a franchise has now become the number one best-selling merchandising of any movie. It just topped Star Wars.
Thank you.
Star Wars.
Thank you, America.
Star
really?
Wars. Star
my Wars. Cousin played that Xbox game.
Star Wars has been around for 30, 40
and George
40
Lucas
years.
Knows how to milk people.
Well, if anything, Star Wars has, like, the most toys I've ever seen of anything. And, like, video games, books, comic books. I'm like, holy shit.
And George Lucas is going to get Star Wars movies in the theaters again.
I know.
Well, let's not talk about that because we really hate George Lucas right now.
Yeah, he really needs to do something to redeem himself.
In 3D.
Shut up. I don't want to hear about that.
See one of the films. No, I'll probably see two.
Unfortunately, they're going in order, like, episode one.
So
I'll see episode three, because I think the 3D, that would be kind of crazy.
However,
like,
it depends on how successful one is, and whether he keeps doing the other five.
Well, I feel like he shouldn't start at one, then. That's, like, the least weird of all of them.
He's George Lucas. He thinks any of them
would. I feel like...
print him money.
If anything, though, pod racing in 3D would be kind of cool.
10 years from now, they're just going to remake Star Wars.
George Lucas is directing again.
No.
As like a reboot?
Yeah, reboot Star Wars.
Hayden Christensen has a cameo in it.
You know who should reboot Star Wars? Wes Anderson.
Oh.
No, I was joking. That'd be horrible. That'd be the worst thing ever.
Can Hayden Christensen have a son and have him grown up at an age to be Anakin?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Who's worse? Hayden Christensen. Paul Walker.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen.
Jumper.
I did see Jumper.
Do you not see before Obi-Wan and Anakin fought? This is episode 3.
Oh my god, Hayden Christensen.
I've seen 5-year-old girls seem more intimidating than Hayden Christensen was in that movie.
I just totally remembered that they were in a movie together. Takers.
Takers!
Yeah,
I never watched
Takers. Oh man.
It looked so bad.
How funny would it have been if Paul Walker had been like, my pocket is empty, cuz. And just Hayden Christensen just pulled out, you'll try.
I would have loved to just see Vin Diesel walk in the room and they all go, oh god, that's what a real man is. Yeah.
Yeah. But they had Chris Brown in it.
Just because you beat up women.
T.I.
Yeah.
The movie's pretty ludicrous.
It's too bad Ludacris wasn't in that movie. Yeah.
You know what? Ludacris is actually a decent actor.
He's only been in stuff for like 30 minutes.
He was in Crash.
He was in Gamer.
I did not see Gamer. No. I probably should see
You Gamer. Didn't see Gamer.
No.
You're okay.
That's what everyone said. That's why I didn't see it. Was everyone said that? I don't
like Terry Crews. There we go.
I also like Michael C. Hall, or is it?
Michael C. Hall. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Now that I know,
he made a fantastic villain.
I heard he had a really weird scene in that movie.
It was fantastic.
Are you talking about the dancing scene?
That's what I've heard. Yeah. He's just a funny guy.
All right. So I think we're officially done with the what you've been watching.
Yeah.
You want to do what you've been playing?
I just want to talk about Brink.
Alright, yeah, you bought Brink day one.
Yeah.
On Xbox 360, obviously, because you can't play it on PS3.
Yeah.
Well, as of this podcast, PS3 is still down for over 3 weeks.
PS3 Network is still down, yep, over 3 weeks now.
That's fucked. Sony.
Yeah, right? Right? But yeah, so I bought Brink. I was really hyped on it. Me and my friend bought it. I've since come down a little bit off of the hype and, like, kind of coming more in terms, because I've been playing it all this week. So now I know what it actually is and stuff like that. I'm really enjoying it, but it's not nearly as good as I thought it was going to be. Like, so it's this weird balance of, like, I expected it to be great, and it's just good, and I'm enjoying it for that, but I'm bummed that it wasn't more than what it is.
I think that that's the general consensus online, is they hyped it up, and then you actually play it, and it's just like, eh.
Well, it's a little bit more than Ant to me. Like, it has a lot of really cool things in it. But it just, like, well, it has a couple of big problems, first of all. One, they're having problems with severe lag on the 360, which obviously the PS3 doesn't have to worry about because they don't have any internet. But yeah,
on Netflix.
On the 360 version, there's been some real bad lag issues, which can just break the game entirely. It can make it practically unplayable. Like, you'll join a game, and, like, you won't even be able to move, and people are just teleporting all over the place. You don't know what's going on, and then it's over. And you're like, what the hell just happened? But it's like, I've gotten into some games that are lag-free, and those you actually get to, like, play the game as it's supposed to be played. And that's a lot of fun. So it's a first-person shooter. It's class-based, kind of like Team Fortress 2, but it only has 4 classes. It's got Medic, Soldier, Engineer, and Operative. Again, it's kind of similar to Team Fortress 2, like,
Medics. Sounds very similar to Team Fortress 2.
It does, until you kind of break it down more, and then it's, like, it's just superficially kind of like Team Fortress 2, because it does kind of have, like, a cartoony, stylized art style, and the classes, and it's first-person shooter, and it's an online multiplayer game, so, like, those things it has in common, but when you actually get into it, it's much more different. It's very team-focused. You give out a lot of buffs, depending on which class you are. If you're a soldier, you can give out ammo. You can continually regenerate ammo and give it out to your teammates. Because when you spawn, you have, like, 3 clips worth of ammo. So you have enough to kill some people, but you do run out. It's not like Call of Duty where you have, like, 500 bullets and, like, you never need to worry about, like, an ammo drop. You know, like, those always feel like a waste of time.
I know you talk about running out of bullets all the time.
Well, that's what happens when you spray and pray.
I live longer than you do.
Anyway. But yeah, so, like, you're handing out ammo to your teammates, and so, like, so when you're a soldier, it shows ammo counters over each one of your teammates' heads, so you know, like, kind of, like, where to go. When you're a medic, you can obviously heal people, and it shows health bars over your teammates' heads. When you're an engineer, you can buff up teammates' weapons to make them do slightly more damage. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is, you can use all these buffs on yourself, too. So if you're an engineer, you can buff yourself. You're a medic, you can heal yourself, and things like that. And then you can upgrade these abilities to do cool things. So if you're a medic, when you heal somebody, you can buy the abilities after you level up and get some points. So you can heal somebody, and when they're healed, they become invincible for like 5 seconds. Or they their movement speed increases for like 30 seconds or something like that. So you can kind of like coordinate things. And one of the, like, the other cool things is like engineers, besides being able to place turrets, which has been done in a lot of other games, they can place mines. But the cool thing about mines is instead of like claymores and stuff like in Call of Duty, they're invisible to the other team, so the other team can't see them.
Like real mines.
Yeah, like real mines. Like you plant them on the battlefield, but the other team can't see them, except for the operatives. So the operatives are the only class that can see mines. So they can go around and they can mark mines. So once they're marked, then the rest of their team can see them. So you kind of need operatives kind of going around and scouting, because otherwise you'll kind of be running around and blowing up and be like, what the hell happened? But the cool thing is again, like real mines, when you step on them, they don't blow up. They only blow up when you step off them. So if you step on a mine, you hear a click, and then you stop, you'll be fine. And so you can keep shooting, and you can have an engineer come by, because then it'll... you'll be able to see the mine once you've stepped on it. An engineer can come and disable it once you're on it. So it's kind of just like, again, teamwork.
Is that really practical when you play it?
I haven't really seen that happen that much.
Because that seems like a lot of coordination. You're asking for an Xbox Live player and a...
Well, like, the fact, like, they give a lot of experience for, like... You get more experience for buffing your team and working together than you do by just killing guys.
So, I feel like that's going to matter to a lot of people.
Well, like, so from what I've seen, though, it makes people not just go running out like a Call of Duty game, like, where they're all, like, just kind of by themselves.
I think developers are asked, like, people like the team deathmatch thing where they just go run and gun, and they wanted to do... I personally enjoy the kind of squad-based thing.
I feel like you're lying. I feel like you're lying.
We play Call of Duty all the time. Team Tactical was my favorite.
I know, but again, you like Call of Duty, and this is like the anti-Call of Duty, and I feel like you really like kind of like, you were playing free-for-all earlier today on Call of Duty, which is like the most run-and-gun, by-yourself, lone wolf, throw caution to the wind, teams suck, and even in Call of Duty, even when you're working together as a team, you're pretty much just going off, you're not like running together, you're mainly just on different sides of the map, talking to each other. This one, you can't survive by yourself.
I remember when we played Team Tactical.
I do remember, like, but I'm saying you haven't played Brink. Brink, if you run by yourself, you're gonna die. Like, you need to, like, move in groups. Like, people move in groups and, like, set up turrets and mines and things like that. Because if you go off by yourself, you're dead, pretty much. Because you die rather quickly. But if you have medics and stuff constantly healing you and people buffing your stuff up and things like that and reviving each other, then you can kind of, like, slowly manipulate your way around the map. But the problem is that while that's all good and cool, it doesn't have any other modes like deathmatch or team deathmatch or anything like that, which I feel like wouldn't be that hard to put in an online game. So, like, for me, I do enjoy all the team stuff, but I do also from time to time enjoy, like, a free-for-all match just going in and running around and shooting. They don't have that. There's only one mode, and it's the objective mode. And if you don't want to play the objective mode, then you're not going to play Brick. And it's like, and it only has 8 maps, and the objectives are always the same on each map. They don't vary them, so there's only one, when you play that map, it's always going to play the same. So the game might play out differently, and, like, you know, every online match is different, but you're always doing the same thing, and there's only 8 maps, so you only have 8 different things to do. And the single-player campaign is just those 8 maps with bots. There's not, like, full-on story or anything like that. There's a few cutscenes, but they are just, like, oh, man, those guys suck.
How much was the game?
$60.
So you're pretty much telling me you pay $60 for a multiplayer game.
Yeah, it's straight-up multiplayer. Playing it by yourself sucks. Like, it's not, like, fun if you're playing against bots, because the bots are bad.
Is it?
But I like it online, but the problem is, once you go online, sometimes there's some bad lag issues, so then you're like, fuck. So, like, the value, I feel like there's not enough value to it, because, like, a Modern Warfare, like a Black Ops, you get a full campaign, and people complain that they're short, but you get, like, a full action-packed campaign, co-op stuff, and a fully featured multiplayer thing, and you're paying $60. Here, you're paying $60, and you're getting 8 maps. I mean, like, and that's it. And, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff you can do within those maps, and they're big, and there's a lot of objectives that you do inside them, but, like, you know. However, the developers said, like, I've been kind of keeping track. I normally don't do this, but I'm into the game and I want to see it do well, but it's going to require a lot more stuff from the developer, like fixing and things. So they are working on a patch to fix the lag. I think it might have gone up today. I think there was like a smaller patch that's supposed to help a little bit, but there's a bigger patch on the way. Like they were just trying to like do everything, the little thing they can. And they also said they're going to release a free map pack next month with some more maps and some, they said even new game modes. So I'm thinking over time this game is going to get better and fully featured, but it kind of sucks that it released with shoddy online and not a lot of features. So, you know.
How's the parkour stuff, Matt?
It's okay. It's not nearly as big of a deal as they made it out to be. Like
you don't enjoy sliding under dudes and shooting them at the same time.
Well, it's cool, it's fun, but I feel like it's like in the trailers and stuff. Like they were advertising, they have this smart system, which is, it's an acronym for something, smart movement across random terrain. I think is what it's like an acronym for. And basically, what it is when you hold the sprint button down, the game will do its best to try to get you over obstacles and things like that, as if you were like kind of parkouring like around the course. So if like instead of me running around a low cover wall, if I'm holding the sprint and I sprint at it, I'll just like jump and slide over it, and it'll just like automatically do that. Or if I'm running up towards a low wall with like a ledge, instead of me like jumping or anything like, or having to do anything, if I'm holding down that button, I'll just run up the wall and grab the ledge up and then just climb up it. So like it makes movement a little easier. But the thing is, like I've noticed that in some parts of the level, there's places that you think you can climb over that you can't. So it's like I'll be running into a wall, holding my button, and I'm like, there's a ledge right there. I'm like, I can't, is it too high? I'm like, do I have to jump off something? Like, so it makes for like moving around the environment, like point A to point B quicker. So like in that sense, it's parkour, but it's not like Mirror's Edge where you're like jumping and like rolling and doing all sorts of crazy first person things. It's mainly just kind of slides and...
It would be
kind of
cool.
It would be cool.
Mirror's Edge, multiplayer, focus, gun game.
Yeah. Even like not even guns, like even if you were just parkouring from like point A to B, like parkour races and stuff like that. Like I heard that like
EA shooting stuff.
Well, there's plenty of games that let you shoot things, let me tell you.
Well, not plenty of games that let me shoot stuff, run off walls, jump, and shoot some more stuff.
There's Brink. So yeah, that's my piece on Brink. I'm gonna keep playing it, I think it's fun. I just feel like it's a little disappointing.
Lucas, you wanna talk about any games you played?
Well,
Super Smash Brothers. You want to talk about your Super Smash Brothers tournament?
My near triumph.
Yes. I'll let you guys talk for a second. I'm gonna go get something.
Danny can back me up at this. We had an end of the year Super Smash Brothers tournament, which I took second at,
mostly by luck.
No. Is this Brawl? I'm
assuming? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The host was out in like the second round, which was Jackie. And then I beat her in a separate match, by the way.
This was up in Reno?
Yes. Right. Second place, lost to Guy playing Marth. Both had one life left. Well, that's okay. other than that, I've just been rocking the Pokemon.
How about you, Danny? What's up with
that? I've been playing a lot of Modern Warfare Black Ops.
Alright.
So yeah, I don't know. Been getting back into Battlefield. Always fun.
Two?
Since getting ready for three.
Come on. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Oh yeah, can't wait for it. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I haven't played anything new, so.
Alright. So, after I beat Nier, because I have until Tuesday until L.A. Noire comes out, so I'm kind of like bored. I was like, alright, what else can I do? And I had this really strong nostalgia for Star Ocean. And I thought I had a copy, because I've beaten it on the Xbox, but I don't have an Xbox anymore. So I've been calling around like four or five different GameStops, and I found one. I was like, cool. And I went down to that GameStop, and they was like, oh, we don't have it. So I was really pissed, and then I had them call up all the GameStops. I was like, do you guys have this game? And they did, but it was already in Northtown. So I kind of like debated, it's like, is this game that I already beat, and it's $20, worth driving all the way up to Northtown? And I decided it was. So at the end of the day, I have Star Ocean. I'm really excited to play that. And then I remember I want to play Dante's Inferno. So I don't know if I want to go. I got 2 days. 3 days? I don't know. L.A. Noire comes out Tuesday.
Yes.
So.
3 days.
I don't think I can beat Star Ocean by then. Maybe I'll just play Star Ocean until L.A. Noire comes out. So that was my most successful gaming quest. Have you ever done that? Had a really nostalgic feeling. And it's like, I need to play this. You want to tell us, what was that game for you?
For me, it's a game that came out, I want to say, 95, 96. Urban Assault, not very well known. I don't know. You get an urge to play every couple of years, dig it out from a closet.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. There's something nostalgic about it.
Speaking of why I'm rocking the Pokemon right now.
It's a 20-year nostalgia feeling. I remember when I was a kid, I played Pokemon Red. Yes.
It's not fair when they remake, like, Silver and Gold.
Well, it's just the same game. You know they're going to make whatever, what's Black and White, put together gray. Yeah. That's what they're going to make.
Yes, they are.
I've had Zone of the Enders. You ever play that?
No.
So, big game Zone of the Enders on the PS2. Really rare. And I'm sure now you can find it on eBay. But a couple years ago, I was poor. And I didn't have a credit card. So I was like, oh man, I need to go find this game. Went to like six different GameStops. Ended up like, oh, I can't find this game. And I saw Shadow Colossus. So I bought Shadow Colossus right there. Yep. So Garrett just came back in the room without getting me a drink.
I brought three drinks.
There's four people.
Danny's a person? Oh.
So we're talking about nostalgia and how powerful it can be when we don't play games. So I was telling about Star Ocean. And
oh, yeah. Forgot you bought Star Ocean.
I just told him about my Zone the Enders failure and it being Shadow of the Colossus. Have you ever had a...
You just saying Zone of the Enders is like, I should buy Zone of the Enders.
You always want to play Zone of the Enders.
I love Zone of the Enders.
Zone of the Enders HD on PS3.
I'd totally buy it.
Just like they're supposed to release Shadow... I'm going to buy Shadow Colossus.
They delayed that.
I know. So I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my feeling on that.
I guess that doesn't really need to come out right away. They can come out whenever it's going to come out. Yeah, just move it.
But you ever had a game where you just really want to play and you go hunt that game down?
Yeah. I know you did that with Star Ocean.
Yes. You want to share the story, or you just want to be like, yeah.
Oh, were you just asking?
Yeah, because he's showing me their stories.
Oh. Yeah, you're going to laugh, though, because it's going to sound really stupid now. Oh. But back
did
in the day...
Did you not just remember him telling me, I just went all the way down to Northtown to buy a $20 Star Ocean game?
I did the same thing.
And in my defense, it costs more online.
There you go.
This happened a while ago, though. But I had walked into Game Crazy, and they used to have a TV set up with a PS2, and they would like put in certain games for you to try out. And the original Katamari Damacy was in there. And so I just kind of started playing that. I was like, dude, what is this game? And the guy's like, I don't know, some crazy Japanese game that just came out. I was like, I've never heard of it. And he's like, yeah, it's not really a big deal. And like, it's not like, because this was the very first one, though. Like, eventually that kind of blew up into a franchise, but the very first one wasn't that big when it came out. Like, it actually didn't have copies in a lot of stores. Like, you couldn't find it in a Best Buy or a Walmart like you could, like, a new Katamari game. So, like, there was... I'd never heard of it, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, do you guys have this? And he's like, well... he's like, we only have this copy. And I was like, oh. So I kind of went home, and I was like, that game was really fun. And so I ended up calling like all the GameStops in town, and I drove across town to pick it up. It was only $20 brand new, even when it came out. Like when PS2 games would release at $50, it only came out at $20. It was like perceived as a budget title, which I think is really funny now that they release like new Katamari games at full price. And I'm like, it started as a budget title. And I still think the first one's probably the best one, but because like after a while it just kind of gets old. But like the very first time you do it though, it's just like... It's like playing Guitar Hero for the first time. It's like something you've never seen before. And I'm like, this is really fun. So yeah, I drove across town to buy Katamari Damacy.
This is going to be our longest podcast because that just reminded me. Innovation was a huge thing back in 2007, 2009. And I think since then, innovation has played a really big role in game development.
2009? What was innovative in 2009?
Uncharted.
Uncharted wasn't innovative though, it was just good.
It was innovative to me.
It was Portal? Portal didn't come out in 2009, yeah. It came out in 2007.
Orange Box was in 2007?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, innovation back really big in 2007.
Yeah, 2007 was nuts because you had the first Bioshock.
Was it Mirror's Edge out in 2007?
2008. Bioshock came out in 2007, Mass Effect 1 came out in 2007, Assassin's Creed 1 came out in 2007.
First Modern Warfare?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. First Modern Warfare.
So that was a big push back then.
That was a huge year.
Yeah.
It was basically, like, I don't know if it was necessarily innovative. It was more just like...
That was the word that was thrown around at every conference.
I know, but this
Mass Effect was being really innovative with its RPG shooter style.
Star. But I mean, like, I feel like more so that was just like a lot of developers were kind of like, all right, we're going to try something new. And almost all of them, it worked. And now they're all big franchises. You have Mass Effect 3, you have Assassin's Creed Revelations coming out this year. By the way, Mass Effect 3 got pushed back till next year.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Obviously, Modern Warfare is huge now. Modern Warfare 3 is coming out this year, which was also just announced.
Yeah, I don't think that was a shocker to anyone. It's like, oh man, they're releasing Modern Warfare 3! Crap!
Yeah.
I see that coming.
Especially since Modern Warfare 2 ends on a cliffhanger. Albeit an awesome cliffhanger.
I'm really interested in the details in that because essentially Infinity Ward is kind of gimped now.
Yeah, there three studios are making Modern Warfare 3. Three. It's Raven Software,
yeah, they all got
Sledgehammer
off their,
Software. Supposedly there was reports that they were making other games, and after Infinity War kind of started falling apart, Activision's like, no, Call of Duty's more important than whatever the hell you're doing. You're helping these guys make their Call of Duty game. So they just pulled other developers. They actually bought some developer and were like, you, help them. Because like all their main guys were leaving, and so they're like, they needed as many guys as they could because it's going to be huge. And it's going to be really big because it's going up against Battlefield 3 this year. So it'll be the two big modern threes of the shooting... military. It's like very specific, but they're expected to be like the huge games of the season. So I don't know. You know, I was just thinking.
You know, yeah. How's the movement Kinect gonna integrate with that?
Ooh, I don't know. That'd be cool. I'd be interested.
I don't think the Kinect's gonna be a big role at all.
Kinect doesn't seem like it would fit well with Call of Duty. Move does. Because, yeah, like, it works with, like, Killzone and stuff like that.
I still need to try that.
I still haven't even put in SOCOM into my PlayStation yet. Well, because I'm like, as long as the PlayStation network's down, I kind of don't care about SOCOM, because I bought it for online, and I'm like, oh.
Speaking of SOCOM, this is going to be... we're still continuing our free giveaway of my copy of SOCOM.
Yeah. Tom's got a copy of SOCOM 4. That's a $60 game, people. Even if you don't want it, you could trade it in and get something for it.
Give it to your boyfriend. Give it to your brother. I don't care. I'm giving it away to one of our listeners. All you have to do is like us on Facebook, email me, or if you want to boost up your odds, send me a intro for Garrett.
Yeah, this is a really a legit contest. If you want to boost your odds, I'd say a 20% more chance.
If it's really good and I use it, that's a guaranteed. If no one does that and just a couple people email me, a couple people like us on Facebook, then I'll put their name to a number and do a random number generator.
If you send them $10, you'll also move up the list.
Come up with a really good intro for Gary.
Yeah. We found out some guys that are friends of ours in Chicago listen to this. That'd be funny because then your free giveaway would end up meaning you have to pay for shipping to send it across the nation.
How dedicated I am to my fans.
There you go. I'll
Jerome,
tell you.
Get in on this. You live a lot closer, Matt.
Beat him to the punch. Okay.
Going with the gaming, what you've been playing?
Yeah, I haven't really been playing anything else.
Alright, so let's hop straight into the news. Big TV news happened this week where Fox and ABC announced their season renewals and we're getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So, officially canceled, Lie to Me.
Really?
Yes.
Shit.
Wow. I'm surprised. I thought that was doing good.
I like Lie to Me a lot.
I like Lie to Me.
That's another show I like that got canceled. What the
Fox
hell?
And
I
kind of
stopped watching it, and I was just assumed like it was going to go for a while.
It was your fault.
I know. I feel so bad.
It's your
now.
Fault, because a lot of Fox and ABC shows that I really like all getting canceled, and some really good shows are getting renewed, or really bad shows are getting renewed. Like, Happy Endings, remember that show I talked to you about?
Yeah.
Having every week two episodes on the same night, it's getting renewed. And I thought it was awful.
I think it's just because it's called Happy Endings that people are like, I wonder what that show is.
Happy Endings.
Right?
Also, Fox show that got canceled, Chicago Code, which is a pretty good drama.
Wow.
Their house.
Considering they put a lot of marketing into that show.
It's a really good show. The writer from The Shield isn't involved in it.
I'm surprised that...
good.
didn't do better than it did.
I don't... House got renewed, which even I'm watching House, I'm still thinking it's kind of eh right now.
Well, like, House is probably still, like... House is kind of like a mammoth of TV.
Human Target, which I thoroughly enjoy, got canceled.
I never watched that. I never watched any of these, but like, just from an objective standpoint. That one I always kind of thought was a little bit more, like, risky. I thought Chicago Code was going to be, like, another Law & Order that would last for a while. And same with Lie to Me. Like, I'm surprised.
Traffic Light got canceled?
What?
Yep.
No, I just started watching that show. I like that show. I, like, just found out about it last week.
Well, maybe you watched it from the beginning, Garrett.
God damn it.
Breaking In, that show on Wednesdays with Christian Slater, also got canceled.
Anything with Christian Slater got canceled.
Yeah, I figured. But, you know, it was thoroughly enjoyable. Not thoroughly.
I never watched
it. I didn't hate it.
Christian Slater's crying again.
I'm crying over Traffic Light. I just found out about that show.
ABC canceled V, which wasn't very good.
Hey, Lucas liked it.
I don't know, it was a remake of an 80s show.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with remakes. Look at Battlestar Galactica.
I didn't like Battlestar Galactica that much.
I'm just saying, like, you can remake 80s a show.
80s remake haters.
No Order of Family got officially canceled.
Good, I didn't like that show. I know you did.
Eh, but I feel like I'm actually okay with it. I thought it'd be more like, oh.
Well, I knew it was the thing, like, was in it.
Yeah.
Some other ABC shows, Better With You, Brother and Sister, Detroit 187, all these shows that no one watched.
Yeah.
The Event got canceled.
No one gave a shit about The Event.
Outsource got canceled.
Really?
Which apparently had really good ratings when it was in the whatever time slot it was before 10:30.
Oh, did it get moved to 10:30?
Yeah.
Well, it's because, like, I think the only reason I had good ratings on it was because it was in between all the shows that people cared about, like 30 Rock and The Office and stuff like that, and they're like, ah, oh, it's on. I remember, like, watching this and being like, I'll watch it just because I'm waiting for 30 Rock to come on or something like that.
Remember that show, Body of Proof, that I really hated?
Yeah.
That got renewed.
Of course. The show
Law & Order LA got canceled.
What? Which,
yep.
You can't have two Law & Order series going off the air.
SVU's rumored to being canceled sometime soon.
No.
I think it's really funny that they canceled the original Law & Order to promote this Law & Order LA, which costs way more. Like, their entire budget costs.
Terrence Howard in that one?
Terrence Howard.
I like Terrence Howard in that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what they should... Why couldn't they give in the original Law & Order one more season to send it out?
Like, no, the original Law & Order was getting... It was coming back. I was really a big fan of the new cast. Everything was... Like, they even brought a girl from the original Law & Order to Law & Order LA to be the new ADA for Terrence Howard. Her budget went up. As Terrence Howard and Alfred Molina, their budget...
Alfred Molina.
Yeah. So their paycheck to get it probably cost more than... any episode of the original Law & Order.
They should have sent out the original Law & Order like they should have with some big, nice, long
maybe
season.
It's just series fatigue, like when you have so many branches of the, like, the same show.
But we still have Criminal Intent on the USA Network.
Oh, God. No thanks.
That's
don't they all have... Don't they all have...
Criminal? That's in their final season?
This is the final season. That was official. They're not even doing, like, a special thing. Like, I saw the series premiere. I thought that was going to be a big thing where Vincent... D'Onofrio? How do you say his last name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know.
You know if when you see him. But since he came back and Jeff Goldblum's not in it anymore, I thought they were going to do a big thing. Nope. It was just like a normal episode. It was like, yep, solved this case. Someone died. So.
I'm not going to see another detective with like the...
Yeah, Law & Order SVU is going to be the last Law & Order on a main station next season, and that, even that's talking about being canceled too.
Okay, that's it. Law & Order Las Vegas. It's coming.
All of CSI are expected to be renewed, but hasn't been official.
Dick Wolf,
even
all
the ratings, like the ratings are hitting pretty low, but they're rumored to be renewed.
Wow.
What else was canceled?
Feels like most of TV is going off the air.
That show Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck is having some mixed reviews and ratings, but they're thinking about renewing it, just giving it another shot. I'll think about watching the first season. I'll try go back and watch it.
Just want to go back and watch all the Traffic Light now.
Crying.
My girlfriend likes Traffic Defenders. Light. She got me on it, and she's going to be really bummed to hear that.
Remember that show Defenders with...
Yeah.
Jerry O'Connell, Dan, what's...
I like that show.
Yeah, I got canceled. Oh. What do you mean you like that show? You watched like 2 episodes.
I did. Watched like 2 episodes. I'm the reason this stuff happens.
I like that show. Go see you later.
That's what I always do. I'm like, I'm waiting for the season to come out on DVD or something.
Nikita, that really awful show on the CW, got renewed.
What?
Yeah. That's what's...
Well, I don't understand anything on the CW anyway. That's like,
dude, I really like Supernatural. 2-hour series finale, or season finale, I should say, next week. Literally look for that.
Okay. I've never watched an episode of that.
I know, but you can't talk shit about it.
I'm just saying CW has like the same network as like Vampire Diaries.
I think that Matthew Perry show went off the air, right?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, that wasn't very
like good. Mr. Sunshine or something like that. That looked terrible to begin with.
Well, that should be the quarter of next year.
While I'm looking up what's being officially renewed, I did officially pick up Steven Spielberg's Terra Nova.
Really? Oh, I've seen trailers for that.
That one where they go to a new planet and they're supposed to be the best of the best. So
that seems kind of cool.
J.J. Abrams' new show got picked up, Alcatraz.
Ooh. Anything J.J. Abrams does, I'm already interested
even
in.
The
Fringe
the
got renewed for a 4th season.
Hell yes. Yeah. even the husband and wife spy one.
That got canceled.
That one, no. That one, no. That
I
one,
didn't even watch an episode of that.
No, that one looked bad.
Chuck got renewed.
God damn it. Kill that show.
Even I was a fan of Chuck, and then this whole last season, I just couldn't watch like 3 episodes.
To be fair, though, I mean, I know you'll disagree, but like, you and me were really down on The Office last season. And so
that's
I thought
true.
Last season was not very good, but then this season has been really good. So they can swing upward, but I mean, I'm not saying it will, but.
So both Criminal Minds got renewed. I'm trying to think of anything that should be surprising should be renewed. Oh, Henry's Law got renewed. That,
Henry's Law?
I can't even remember her name.
Like, so many crime shows, man.
Henry's
like, this
Law
is why I don't watch.
Show.
It's not?
No.
What is it?
It's this. I can't remember her name right now. You know the new boss in The Office?
Yeah. Will Ferrell?
No. The boss.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah. So it's her new show where.
I forgot she's the boss. She hasn't been on an episode of The Office in a long time.
She was in last week's.
I didn't watch that.
Just stop talking right now.
God damn it.
Oh, the Mike and Wallace show got renewed. Ew.
So ew, God damn it. I hate that show. Sorry.
So the Catherine Bates show is not about crime at all, but she's a...
Okay, now I do know what you're talking about.
The patent lawyer where she's like, no one believes in this ghetto anymore, but I fight for them. But she's a patent lawyer. Not a criminal law lawyer, which is a big difference.
Yeah. Also, I just don't.
Also, like, she has super unorthodox approaches, and all the judges should kind of throw her out because stuff that she's doing should be illegal.
I just really don't like Kathy Bates as an actress.
But
I
she tried to sell the squirrels in Rat Race.
Justified got renewed. Really happy about
yes,
that.
Yes, there we go.
That's a show that I plan on catching.
No,
up on.
Don't even.
Then I won't spoil what happens then.
Okay, good, because I've heard a lot of good things about that show. I watched the first couple episodes of the first season, and I was like, I'm interested in this.
Rosalind Engagement got renewed. That's the Patrick... I really like Patrick Warburton.
I feel like you should be talking to Lucas, because you two are the TV watchers. I know about this show.
Talking to the audience.
Okay.
Self-centered bitch.
Oh.
Did
Glee get renewed?
Glee is expected to be renewed, although I don't know why.
Oh, because everybody... making a bunch of ton of money.
I should not be surprised, because ratings and how good a TV show don't mean
no,
the same
they,
thing.
Look at Friday Night Lights.
No, this is supported by 2.5 Men, which is the highest rating show on TV.
Speaking
and
of 2.5 Men...
the worst
men,
piece of shit.
Hello, Ashton Kutcher!
Yes, that's the other big news in
Do
TV.
The, yeah, Ashton Kutcher's going to replace Charlie Sheen in 2.5 Men, but I don't think they've... come out with some sort of script with how they're going to do that.
Did you see Charlie Sheen pretty much predicted that 2.5 Men is going to get canceled next season?
Did he really?
He said they're going to get like a 2 rating.
I don't... People like Ashton Kutcher. I don't hate him.
I think Charlie Sheen's overestimating his draw on that show.
Well, apparently Charlie Sheen's...
winning?
Tour. Like that he's been,
people walked out of his...
Yeah, apparently like they've been booing him and like walking out and like it's been going really poorly.
You know what the problem is? They're not hiring Charlie Sheen. that's what their problem. They need to get high on Charlie Sheen and only fully appreciate Charlie Sheen.
We should not delve into the Charlie Sheen thing. I feel like we're way behind as it is.
So that's what's big in TV going on right now. Nothing major in movies.
Pirates is out next week.
What?
Pirates is out next week.
Pirates is out next week.
I'll get to that later, but new Hitman / Hitman game coming out.
There's going to be a new Hitman game, and corresponding with it, there's going to be a new Hitman movie.
Right.
That's cool. I like Timothy Olyphant, so
yeah.
I'm assuming he is going to be Hitman again.
That's unless they pull like,
yeah. Unless they pull like a fucking Punisher, where they just swap him out, or a Hulk.
Diablo 3 news. There is a
beta.
That's
not movies.
I was just talking about like the Hitman was more about the movie, but the Hitman
game. No, like there's a little bit of like movie news I wanted to talk about.
Oh,
like,
go ahead.
Like David O. Russell, who was on track to direct Uncharted, like the video game adaptation. Apparently that's being delayed so he can adapt some book.
I think he's just getting a director for Uncharted, but that's just me.
Yeah, the thing is, the thing I find really funny is David Russell, who was the director of The Fighter, starring Mark Wahlberg, is now delaying his Uncharted movie, which would star Mark Wahlberg, to direct a movie based off of some book starring Mark Wahlberg. And I'm like, wow.
Well, Mark Wahlberg doesn't care. Like, shit, I got
this
work.
Is like Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese, but just on a much less level. It's so much farther down the rungs on both sides of the spectrum. There's going to be a movie called Rivals, where Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis are going to be two Southern politicians rivaling each other. That's going to come out next summer. That sounds like it has promise. Trying to think what else I read. Nothing too major. The Wachowskis.
Iraq war film? Has this anything to do with that?
No.
Okay.
No, the Wachowskis are teaming up with another director.
Yeah.
To co-direct some movie based off apparently some really cool book. I don't remember what it's called. That I guess tells like five parallel stories. One taking place in like the early 1900s and like the 1930s, 1970s, like modern times, and then in the future. So you can't call them the Wachowski brothers anymore because one of them has a sex change.
Wachowski siblings.
What?
Larry Wachowski's now Lena Wachowski.
What? When did this happen?
We don't know for sure. There was always rumors, and then eventually they just kind of accepted that it happened.
Yeah.
They denied it for a while.
Yeah, and now, like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, right?
It's been rumored since before the sequels came out to The Matrix.
I don't remember these rumors at all.
I remember hearing rumors about it when I was in high school, but yeah, it's official now. Larry to Lena. It's funny anyway. So yeah, I'm curious. Anything the Wachowskis do, I'm interested in.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what kind of reception they get, because...
Yeah, they've like really tapered off with, I think, a lot of people. Like, after the first Matrix, they haven't really, like... I mean, like, Yeah, I like Speed Racer too, and I like both Matrix.
The problem was they gave V for Vendetta to James Mateo because they could have easily directed that.
Yeah, and V for Vendetta was awesome. Ninja Assassin wasn't so great.
They didn't direct that though.
I know they didn't direct it, but like that still wasn't that good.
They had ninjas. It was an assassin.
But yeah, I'm curious to see what they do. I didn't understand this, and maybe it was because I didn't really understand the context behind it. But Martin Scorsese is doing something with Lars von Trier, which I'm like, what?
There we go, Martin.
right?
Can I explain that more to the audience?
Okay, well, Martin Scorsese is a famous director who's considered like an all-time great. And Lars von Trier is like this really controversial indie director that's directed movies such as Antichrist.
That guy.
Oh. That guy directed Antichrist.
Woo, here we go.
Yeah.
The Departed Part 2.
That F-bot movie. Apparently they're teaming up to do something. And I'm like,
the Antichrist.
Like, yeah, Lars von Trier is weird. And Antichrist was weird. Even though it was like a really well-directed movie. So weird. Like, the movie was beautifully shot, but it's fucked up. It's weird. So yeah, I don't know what to make of that. It's called like Five Conversations or something like that.
So it's supposed to be a perfectly normal film.
I'm not entirely sure though if it's supposed to be like a film or like a, or more of like a documentary or something like that, like a, like them talking, or I'm not entirely sure. Like apparently, Five Conversations is like some sort of thing that I didn't really understand what it was, or Five Rules or something like that. It was five something. Anyway, I'm sure we'll find out much more about that when that kind of becomes a bigger thing, because Martin Scorsese, I mean, he's a big deal. Lars von Trier at least gets a lot of attention whenever something new comes out of his, because it's very fucked up and controversial. So, other than that, though, I don't know of too much other movie news, really.
Okay, so I can hop back in the game and talk about Diablo 3.
What about it?
They announced a beta, and if anything happens like they did the StarCraft 2 beta, that means I can play Diablo 3 either really end of this year or early next year.
Yep. They're saying that you might be able to play it by the end of this year.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
There's a new Diablo by the end of...
Yeah. Who knows with that. But,
So I'm talking about the internet in general as being hacked.
Yeah.
Pretty much like Deus Ex...
DeusEx.com.
Yeah, Eidos Studios website got hacked. That's down.
Yeah.
Sony Online Entertainment's website's down.
Yeah.
I think Tumblr was down for a couple of...
Yeah, Tumblr was down. Like, freaking, like...
Whoever this hacker, like, hackers in general is angry.
Yeah, they're just, like, going all over the place. Well, I'm pretty sure the Deus Ex website getting hacked was by a different dude, because apparently when it got hacked, he just changed the homepage to said, you just got owned by Chippy Leet. and then they took the website down completely. Square Enix did, because they own Eidos, and they were like, what the
fuck? Oh, yeah, the Square Enix budget report came out, and they're kind of hurting. They're taking a bath to some of their, what do you want to call them?
Not
Final Fantasy.
To use the professional term that he used in their meetings call or whatever, their...
Earnings call?
Earnings call. They're experiencing extraordinary losses, which is
a positive spin,
which is not something that you want to hear. And he said, blamed in large part to Final Fantasy XIV.
Yes, their awful online MMO that came out.
Yeah,
kind of took a bath on that.
They delayed it, and then they released it, and it got horrible reviews. And they still haven't started charging monthly for it. It was planned to be a $15 a month thing, and you get like your first month free after buying it. But people hated it so much, and people were leaving it so quickly, that they're like, we'll give you another free month if you just stay on. And they've been doing that every month since. They have not started charging people yet, because they think if they start charging people, no one's going to play it, because it's that bad.
Final Fantasy XI? Because that was hugely popular.
I'm pretty sure Final Fantasy XI is still up. And I feel like, even though it doesn't have as good as graphics, like, everyone still thinks it's a better game, which is kind of sad, considering it came out, like, years before this one. I don't know how they fucked up 14 so bad.
Poor game design.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what was going on there, but yeah, that game's not good.
MMOs are not my thing.
I just want to play The Old Republic. That's the one I'm
gonna, yeah.
That's the one I'm going to play.
People might say it's because of Star Wars, but it's really not. I like the, both Old Republic games. And so far, BioWare hasn't done me wrong.
Except for Dragon Age 2.
I like Dragon Age 2.
Oh, okay. I know a lot of people that don't like Dragon Age 2.
I didn't think it was as good as Dragon Age Origins, but didn't hate it.
So they did you wrong a little bit.
I can forgive them.
Okay. Just saying. I know some people are like really up in arms about Dragon Age 2. The Witcher 2 is coming out really soon.
Oh, you want to talk about new releases?
Just like the only reason I was bringing that up is because the developers, like, they've been, I guess, getting like a lot of like.
You do know it's coming out Tuesday.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Same day as L.A. Noire.
Yes.
No wonder I didn't know this, because all I wanted to know is.
And you just named up all the games that are coming out this week.
Witcher 2 and L.A. Noire.
Well, there's Fable 3 on the PC, but it's Fable.
Yeah, it's just
no one cares.
Yeah, but. The developers...
Oh, there you go. That's all the games are coming out next week.
Well, the developers... Shut the fuck up for a second. The developers of Witcher 2 said that all of their DLC for that game will be free over the course of that game's lifespan. Like, they're going to work on downloadable content and stuff like that, and it's all going to be free.
Yeah, I'm kind of I kind of want to get into Witcher, but it's too RPG for me.
I don't know. I'm really starting to get hyped for Witcher 2. Like, apparently people really, really liked Witcher 1. And while I don't necessarily want to go back and play the first one, I do want to check out the new one.
It's too hardcore for me.
I don't know. Like, it seems kind of a really cool game. So I'm kind of waiting on reviews and see, because I don't normally play those type of games anyway. But if it turns out to be a huge success, then maybe I'll check it out. But anything else you want to talk about? Pirates comes out next week. Witcher 2.
Seriously, you're taking my new releases thing. I have this brought up so I can talk about this.
Yeah.
Good job, Garrett.
So coming next week to theaters near you,
now this is
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, really?
May 29th.
The 20th?
Yeah. See? Yeah. Way to
May
go.
May 20th.
Way to go.
Yeah, see? You're right. That's next week. I'm not going to go see that. You?
I probably am.
You?
I'll probably go see it, but I'm not expecting much from it.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
Couldn't be worse than Priest.
You're absolutely right. Owen Wilson, new movie, Midnight in Paris, coming out.
Actually, that looks pretty cool. I want to see that movie.
I say it looks cool, but I'm not going to go see it in theaters.
No, it's probably not.
Avenger.
Yeah, like, I'd like to see it eventually, but like, yeah, it doesn't seem like a theater kind of movie.
This Must Be the Place, which is another indie film that I haven't really know any idea about.
I don't think like the rest of those movies are big enough to even mention. Because like, if they're not going to get a wide release, like, you'll probably only be able to see them in like little indie theaters or something.
So that's all pretty good. Pretty much Pirates is coming out.
Yeah. Pirates is the big one.
I'll talk about the trailers real quick. I know we're going really long, but the trailers that we saw for Priest, which are, I think, better than the movie in general.
Yeah. And then the trailers that I saw for Fast Five and Thor, I didn't think made the movies look that good, and the movies turned out to be awesome. It's like, the trailers are really misleading this summer.
But I was actually kind of talking about the trailers we actually saw when we went to see Priest.
Oh, what trailers did we see?
We saw The Immortals.
Oh, yeah.
Which you didn't know anything about, but I've seen that trailer before, and I liked it. What do you think about that?
I think it looks cool.
Lucas?
Definitely excited.
All right.
So that looks
pretty good. What was that Colin Farrell movie where he's a vampire in Vegas?
Fright Night.
Fright Night.
Awful title, but I did like the trailer.
I thought the trailer was cool.
The movie looks into a remake.
Is it a remake?
Of an 80s film. It's kind of comedy horror.
Maybe I guess I can't get down on the title as much then if it's a remake. Because okay. I was like, that's kind of a dumb name.
I really like the setting because we're locals and they're in not the Strip Vegas, which everyone in a movie goes to the Strip Vegas, but they're in like a Summerlin.
Right. I also just really like Colin Farrell. Like,
I do like Colin Farrell.
Like, you don't see him that much, so it's cool when you do get to see him.
Do you see his new film, Odine? Mm-mm. I really need to see that one.
Going back a little bit to movie news, the guy that directed In Bruges is making a follow-up called Seven Psychopaths, and it's starring Colin Farrell. And I'm like, yes!
Really?
I'm excited.
A follow-up as in related to
In
Bruges?
Like a sequel?
I'm not sure. It just said follow-up. So I don't know if it's his follow-up
with
movie,
the same
just like
character?
His... Well, it is Colin Farrell. And he is kind of a psychopath, so I don't know if it's a sequel, like, with the same guy.
He wasn't really a psychopath.
He wasn't a psychopath, he was tormented.
Yeah.
I don't know, all I know is I really liked In Bruges.
I love In Bruges, oh.
So good.
Fantastic. What other characters you bring in, because...
Oh, yeah, and then in other movie news, I kind of forgot all this until right now, but this is kind of big.
This is why you need show notes.
Meh. Rumors are going around that Quentin Tarantino's next film, the spaghetti western, Django's Revenge or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called.
I can look it up.
He's apparently in talks with Will Smith to star, which I'm kind of curious because like I trust Quentin Tarantino. I trust that he knows what he's doing, and he's worked with major movie stars before. Samuel Jackson, Uma
Thurman. Do you remember the last
Samuel Jackson
Will Smith did?
What's wrong with Wild Wild West? Trying to say that movie wasn't fantastic?
What's wrong with you? it's apparently about slaves and stuff like that.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. So.
If there's another scorned former Civil War Southern guy as a villain. I swear to God, I'm not seeing it.
Well, Christoph Waltz is coming back, and he's going to be in the movie. So, you might want to take back what you just said. We'll see how that turns out. But, yeah.
Is he going to have a giant mechanical weapon that can, like, destroy cities? And
no.
Does he have time? He's going to do Men in Black 3.
Who?
Will Smith.
Oh.
No, Christian.
I was thinking Quentin Tarantino.
Men in Black 3.
I'm like,
fantastic.
Men in Black 3 just got way higher on my list. I'm like, hell yeah.
He does Trump Men in Black 3 without Will Smith. Yeah.
Also, there was rumors going around that Darren Aronofsky, now that he's off the new Wolverine movie, apparently there's been this script floating around Hollywood for like upwards of 15 years. It's a sci-fi script about a guy who gets cryogenically frozen and wakes up on Earth after Earth has been enslaved by a new race and
sounds
humans,
like Planet of the Apes,
and humans are their pets.
What happens after the rise of the Planet of the Apes?
And so it's rumored now that Darren Aronofsky might be picking that script up to direct, and he'd be looking at George Clooney for the lead, which I'm like,
was it Earth all along?
I have no idea. There was just very brief details about what the script was about.
Speaking of Planet of the Apes, you guys excited at all for Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
I kind of totally forgot Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
What?
It has James Franco in it. He cut off his own arm.
I might go see that.
I don't know how I feel about James Franco anymore. Because, like, I was like, 127 hours, you're such a good movie. Your Highness. Oh, God. So
what?
Bad.
But to be fair, Natalie Portman's in that, too. She's probably like, sweet, Natalie Portman's in it. That's a winner.
Look at his fucking smile.
And then as soon as Thomas he saw Danny McBride's name, he's like, shit, no, it just got a little down. That's okay.
Is Duncan Jones still in the leading for Wolverine?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, Duncan Jones might direct Wolverine. I'm totally behind because Duncan Jones is awesome. So.
So Hugh Jackman's like, please, the love of God, pick a good director.
Right. Paul W.S. Anderson. Yeah.
He quits.
Uwe Boll.
Hugh Jackman announces retirement from acting.
That'd probably be the worst possible.
Uwe Boll will attract Jason Statham.
Uwe Boll also just released a third Blood Rain movie.
Yes! I'm there. We gotta go to the store right now.
Oh, man.
Not the same actress as the first two Blood
Rain movies.
Damn it! It's just kind of funny.
I don't know if we can do this about this anymore.
I think we're wrapping it up now. I want to stop talking.
Hate you. So that's it for this week's episode of the Junk Cast. Email us at braindeadjunkies@gmail.com. You want to talk about anything else real quick?
No. No.
So like us on Facebook, remember, give me that free copy of SOCOM, hint, hint, Jerome, you should do that so Matt doesn't get it.
That's mean.
Matt lives in Chicago, dude.
I know.
I'm going to tell if somebody lives in, like, China to enter into this thing.
Dude, that's like a $40 shipping handle.
Chinese people don't have the internet.
PlayStation Network's probably working by the time we'll get it.
Alright, so tune in again next week for another exciting edition of the Junk Cast.